Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Welcome to Transformation Talk Radio. I'm Chris Stainis, the host of Voices of Woman. And here it is again, Friday, getting headed to the weekend. And I want to tell everybody, too, I've been saying this for a few weeks, but we're so excited we have our new video, and it's up on YouTube. And you can find it by putting in Woman of Wisdom. I think it's like -20th, celebrating 20 years or something like that. And like it. And pass it around to your friends, because that's how we get known. It's also on our Facebook page. You can go to www.facebook.com/Woman Wisdom Conference. They forgot the of in there, but it's Woman Wisdom Conference. And if you like it, you can get a coupon to bring a friend to an evening event for a reduced price. So also just want to put out there, too, we do give volunteer work exchange and scholarships to the conference. We do need volunteers. We pretty much are 90% volunteer run in this organization, and we would be love for you to become busy with us at the conference. We are very busy working hard to make a great conference for everybody. So, again, I am interviewing Women of Wisdom presenters this year, and today I'm starting off with our male presenter, Colby Wilk. He's going to be giving a workshop on February 19th, Sunday evening. That's the night that we have workshops that are for men and women. His topic is Stay in Play, Access Wonder. Now, Colby is a spiritual healer, trains others to be their own teacher, and how to access spiritual states and overcome blocks. I know people love working with Colby. I know lots of people that do. He does classes and in-person and remote sessions, and he offers free healings through his website, which is www.healthroughspirit.com. So welcome, Colby, to Voices of Women. Okay, I'm not hearing Colby. Are we having a...
Is Colby, are you there? Issue?
I'm here.
Okay, great. I was on the silence.
Hi, Chris.
So tell us about staying in play. Are you playing today, Colby?
I am. I'm trying to play. I'm glad I'm able to hear you now. That's awesome.
Oh, okay. Wasn't on your end. Must have been the other Chris. Okay. So tell us about staying in play and accessing wonder. I mean, you've been with us for a few years, and this is a new workshop for you. And just how important is play for people?
Sure. Well, what I figure is that when you're at play, you're at your best. When you're in play, when you're in that attitude, that mood, you're open, you're curious, you're in wonder, and you're unattached from a result. You're really at your best, and you bring your best forward. And so it caused me to think, okay, well, how do you get yourself into play? If that's when you're at your best, how do you do that? And the workshop that I'm going to be presenting at Women of Wisdom, which I'm really excited about, is all about how to shift your energetic field into an attitude of play. So you can be at your best whenever you wish.
So when I have my huge deadlines by next, like Wednesday, because I have taxes due and all these things due for conference,
mm-hmm.
How can I instantly shift to make that playful?
Well, first off, when you're in an attitude of play, you're pretty grounded, right? Because play is a grounded state. It's a grounded, opened, balanced state. So what I do in the workshop, or I'll do with you now, is help you to move your energetic field into that state so that your consciousness follows. Does that make sense?
Yes, but give me a 1, 2, 3 how to. I bet our audience would be very interested.
Well, first off, if you want to do some of these exercises, My suggestion is to sit in a comfortable position with your feet flat on the floor, hands in your lap, uncrossed. And just to close your eyes for a moment and take a few deep breaths. And just calm down just a bit. And I know that can be difficult when life is, you know, you got some deadlines, you got this place and that place to go. But just to get yourself settled. Okay? And then you would tell your field to do what you want it to do as opposed to it doing whatever it wants to do. Does that make sense? So that's what we're going to do now is instruct your energetic field to do what we want. Does that make sense?
Oh, totally does.
Okay, yeah, sure, why not? So first, you've taken a few breaths, you're sitting in the position, and the first thing that I like to do is tell my field to ground. So I just say ground. So, Chris, can you do that? Ground.
Yep.
Okay, so say it, because we need to do it.
Oh, right. Okay. Ground.
Okay. Right. So you tell it to ground, and then you tell it to center. So tell it to center.
Center.
Balance. And align.
Align.
Good. And just now what you're doing is you're commanding your field. You're instructing your field to do what you want it to do. And what we're doing is putting your field in the best shape it can be in before we start to bring in more energy, because we want to have a stable field before we increase the frequencies in our field. So ground, center, balance, and align. And if you're listening to this, you can do this just like Chris is doing. Just say the words with me. Ground, center, balance, and align. And the work that I do has three components: attention, intention, and love. So all you need to do when you're doing this is keep your attention on you, keep your intention that you're going to be grounding, centering, balancing, and aligning, and come from a place of love for yourself. So I'll just do it one more time, and I'll do something else with you. Ground. Good. Center. Balance. And align. Good. And you may feel a difference. Chris, how are you feeling?
I feel great.
Yeah. It makes a difference, yeah? And what we're doing is we're instructing our field so it doesn't do its default patterns, its habitual patterns, but rather does something that would be more resourceful. Because some of us are used to being more in an anxious state or even a depressed state. We're not in our best. So we're just instructing the field to become more whole, more consistent, more balanced, more centered, and aligned. So when you're here, you're in a place of, I would say, neutral. Okay, we're not playful yet. We're neutral. Sound good so far?
Yes, and neutral you mean by, like, and we're not attached.
We're not attached, we're neutral, we're not ha-ha, yay, but we're just neutral. Like, life is okay, which is a good place to start from. And then what we would do is we would open our crown. I'm tracking Chris's energy field because I can do that. So I'm just helping Chris to open her crown. Is that okay, Chris?
Sure.
Okay, so I'm just helping you to open your crown, and I'm inviting more juice into your field, more energy, because you're a little spent, a little overly taxed. And we're just inviting more juice into your field to clear, and then we're going to run it down through your feet. And I'm just putting you, like, I'm just washing you out like a car wash. I'm just moving stuff, because what stops us from being playful is when we pick up energies that are not us. Maybe other people's thought forms or other things that are running around that, you know, we pick up. Good, we're just running that energy right through your field. There we go, washing you clean. So that the only thing that exists within your field is you, not these, like, wayward thought forms or, you know, your worries or, you know, whatever, blah, 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 blah. Good. How are you doing, Miss Chris?
I'm doing good. I don't know if I'll be able to do the show. I'm getting too sedated.
You will.
I know.
Part of the process. You're getting kind of, you're feeling it, and you're getting really nice and quiet, it feels to me. Like, very still. Good. So we're just clearing you out. clearing you out. And so I'm not doing visualizations at this point. I'm really playing with real things. These are called your energetics, and they hang off your core, and they can be manipulated or navigated or told what to do because they wanna be utilized. There we go. So we're just clearing you out. Whew. All right. So like I said, I'm just tracking Chris's field. And if you want to be doing this, you just need to, at home, you just invite this in as well. You're sitting still. You're putting your attention on your crown, and you're allowing this juice from creator consciousness, source consciousness, in through you, and just to clean you out. So the only thing that exists within you is you. Because what stops us from being playful is when we're not in our own energy field. We're in other people's. We're trying to get our needs met. We think that the way we get them met is by being in other people's energy. Not good. Good. Hey, Chris, what difference do you notice?
Well, I'm just calmer, and I can be more focused, mm-hmm. you know, because when you have a lot on your plate and deadlines and things, there's that. So, and you do this with other people. Why don't you give your contact information and people can sign up to do things, the same thing you're doing with me on the phone. You do sessions, right?
Sure. I'd love to do one more thing if I could, but I'm
okay. Well, we have a short amount of time, like half a minute. So,
okay. Colby Wilk at 206-335-1180, and my website is healthroughspirit.com. And to invite in the playful energy, what we would do is the outside of your field or your edge, we would make more subtle, supple, as opposed to hard. So if you imagine your auric egg, you would, as opposed to having a hard edge, you would make that more supple or soft, like what we're doing with you now, Chris.
And so is that allowing the energies that I need to come in to...
That's removing this hard edge and making you have a softer edge, because when you're playful, you're nice and soft, mm-hmm. as opposed to driving, as opposed to pushing. You're nice and soft. So I'm instructing your edge to get soft.
Okay.
And that should result in a more playful attitude.
Yay. Okay, so I want to invite everybody, come play with Colby February 19th. He'll be doing this probably in the workshop, I would imagine, and even more. People love to come play with Colby. It's Sunday evening, February 19th at the Woman of Wisdom Conference. So you're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk with Starfeather.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Welcome back to Voices of Woman. I'm Chris Danis, and we are now going to be talking to Starfeather, who's been with Woman of Wisdom for many years and has given many workshops. She's done a drum-making workshop for us, and we're excited to have her back this year. She began Women's Sacred Circles in the Seattle area in 1990 and has been a constant facilitator, gatherer, and ceremonialist ever since. She is a reconnective healing practitioner and a trained sound healing facilitator. Currently, she works as a spiritual teacher, channel, and writer, and has a healing practice in Edmonds, Washington. Her website is www.shimmeringpath.com. And I want to invite you to join us for Starfeather's workshop. It's also Sunday evening, February 19th at 7 p.m. It's called Sacred Heart Ceremony, the Language of Light, and it's also open to men. So welcome, Starfeather.
Well, thank you so much. This is great and lovely opportunity to talk with you about Women of Wisdom and also about my own particular offering this year. I'm real excited, of course, to be part of it.
Well, just describe what you do, because it's what you do and not only at Women of Wisdom, but in many avenues of your work, this sound, a sound vehicle.
Yes. Well, we, you know, I love drumming, and I've always loved drumming, and something happens when you get a group of people together and you sit in circle and drum. And so that's part of what this sound vehicle is. And then the other idea, the other instrument that I use is a singing bowl, which is made out of quartz crystal, and it's a very singular tone that's meant to correlate with our crown chakra and to really open up our connection with spirit. So when you get the drums and then the singing bowl working together, it's like an amazing sound chamber thing that happens. And what we find is that then we can open up our voices to add to that mix. And the unique thing that happens is often that the voice, then we bypass the brain, and meaning all the songs that we used to know and all that, and we just go to more authentic sounding. And then from that place, sometimes we connect with others, meaning beings of light, who sing through us. So we become a sound vehicle from of another dimension. It's like there's a phone line, a plug-in that happens. And I've done this enough so that I have experienced this many times and found that it's an amazing thing that happens is our sort of blasts our heart open, and we end up just in this amazing, loving energy. I don't know how to say it except that it's very unique in that it comes in on the waves of sound, and we might start with, you know, feeling like our heart's open maybe 10%, and then by the time this ceremony is complete, we're like blasted wide open to feeling like maybe we're like 90% open to our potential loving heart experience, and it's really great.
Oh, well, it is wonderful. Yeah, I experienced once you did a New Year's Eve thing, and that was wonderful. So,
right.
So is that expansion, that heart expansion, is, you know, you call it this language of light.
Right. Now, so that when I'm talking about then that communication or the sounds that come in from other dimensions is actually a language. And it's sent to us from these beings from other dimensions. And it changes depending on the group and the group's needs. But that's what I, sort of the specialty that I bring in is that language. And then that feels like a blessing from these beings who just want us to know that we're so loved and appreciated for all the great work that we're doing here on the planet right now. And so it's a beautiful feeling to hear this blessing. And it's also not just sound, but it's an energy that comes through. And it's like, you know, people say, well, it sounds Native American, or people say, well, it sounds like something that they know, but they don't know what it means, but they have heard it before somewhere, or some foreign language. So it's like inside our soul and our heart, we know what it means, but we can't exactly translate the words with our brain.
Oh, I agree. I mean, I've done this kind of work. Yeah, I've done this before and in different settings, not just from you, but it's like bringing in this energy. You just have to kind of let it sift down into your cells, because it's not our language. It's not like we're going to hear words. And sometimes I find that sometimes it sifts back up and something comes to my brain, but it's more just these an energetic language that you know something's coming in. Is that your experience?
Right, yes. And actually sometimes we get, you know, I call it the translator comes in, and there's a very particular message that they like want us to know from their perspective, that it's really important for us to hear in our language, and then we have the translator. But that doesn't always happen. Sometimes it's important to know.
Yeah, well, I wonder I imagine some people might be frustrated, like, I'm not hearing anything, I'm not getting anything, and we have to surrender to it and just let it come however it's meant to come in, those kinds of messages.
And what I'm finding, you know, is we're in this huge evolutionary push right now, and I feel like that this work is more and more is being received and accepted by more people, because we're all evolving and we're able to get it, just like we're able to more easily tap into the healing energies. So more and more people are able to do hands of light healing, for example, than maybe 10 years ago, just because we have greater access now to that energy by the Earth's evolution and by our own evolution as well. So that's my take on it. But we also are a lot more prepared. Many of us have done a lot of work to get ourselves clear, to be able to get access to these higher realms of energy. And so we've done prayer and meditation, and we have really cleaned out a lot of our gunk that might be cluttering our connection channel. So it is a lot easier to access than it was years ago.
Yes, and there's sort of a group consciousness, too, that just evolves. It's not just us personally doing the work. There's a collective consciousness, you know, so we're all contributing to that whole.
That's absolutely right. And that's the other piece, too, is that we also create this this energy vehicle, you might call it, from this collective or our particular group. But then I really see it as like a place where then that waveform is sent out to, you know, the area, and then beyond that to Puget Sound, and then beyond that, just it keeps flowing out this, you might call it a wave of love that we send out from our particular ceremony that does hopefully help to shift things way beyond our own little personal experiences in the workshop. So it's small work, and it's also really big work at the same time. And I think that's what we're all doing, is trying to figure out how to keep ourselves clear and open and open to more and more higher vibration, higher love, and then how do we not just keep that for ourselves but send that out to others, and so we bring in more joy and happiness to our world.
Yeah, and that's what we're all, in a way, seeking. People are, especially in this, we seem to be going through such a chaotic time that how do we find that peace of mind? And this looks like a very nice method to get in touch with our spirit. We get so busy, that taking that time to sit with a crystal singing bowl, being with others, where you can get in touch with yourself being a sound vehicle, and taking the time to do that, those kinds of things, whether it's meditating or whatever is available for you, for people out there in whatever city they're in, to find people like Starfeather or other people who do this work, because it helps you get centered and grounded into, what life really is for you.
Right. And I think just to say the same thing a little differently would be just to say we're trying to get out of our busy brain and get into our heart brain. It's all about, that's the big shift that we're all taking on right now, is to move from a heart-based place instead of a mind-based place. And that, so it's also the feminine, it's the sacred feminine that moves from the feeling place. So to get more and more comfortable with that, and we just to continually try to disconnect the chatter that goes on in our brain, to get into that deeper feeling place and move from there.
And
in touch with our guides. Then from there.
Yeah, and the healing comes from getting in touch with our feelings. Well, I want everybody to know, mark it on your calendars, Sunday, February 19th at 7 o'clock. We're going to be at North Seattle Community College. Come see Starfeather at the Sacred Heart Ceremony, The Language of Light, and again, it's open to men. So I'm Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back, and I'll be talking to Gashita Kaowak.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Are you seeking clarity? Do worries about your health, job, parents, children, or pets keep you awake, tossing and turning at night? Are you considering a major life change? Looking for love? Do you want to create a life of joy? Let psychic Elizabeth Anglin help. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838 to schedule your life clarifying appointment today. Don't waste time being worried. Psychic Elizabeth Anglin at ElizabethAnglin.com or call 970-708-4838.
Imagine a chocolate so decadent that you'd never believe it could be good for you. Align your inner bliss with Mother Nature's magic. The power of cold-pressed cocoa by Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Shosai is everything you ever dreamed healthy should taste like. We combine unprocessed cocoa with acai and blueberry for an unbeatable high-oxidant powerhouse. Shosai, the healthy chocolate. Visit us at lifesaverchocolate.com or call 888-287-2011.
If you've gone through a separation and feel disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear, there is a new pathway to joy for you. Soulworks Coaching empowers you to go through this separation with soul and hope. So get ready to step into a new relationship with yourself and build a fabulous new life. Contact Monique today at 617-328-7113. That's 617-328-7113. And visit soulworkscoaching.com Give yourself this gift of love today.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Women of Wisdom.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and you just heard Lorraine Bayes singing our Woman of Wisdom conference theme song. She'll be singing it at the conference on opening night. So now I have Gashita Kiowak. She's going to be giving a workshop on Sunday morning, February 19th, and her topic is Celebrating the Celtic Calendar, Remembrance of the Earth's Sacred Alchemy. Now, Gashita is a peace activist, medicine person, seer, and leader of earth-based spirituality. She is the founder and executive director of the Whispering Song School of Energy Medicine, one of Canada's principal mystery schools and steward of the land of ARC. So Gashita Kiowak is, as the messenger of the mother, works directly on the sacred feminine, the ascended masters, the archangels, and the consciousness of the elementals and the earth mother. Her cutting-edge work in shamanic soul-based energy medicine pioneers the bridge between ancient tribal wisdoms and contemporary counseling practices. And her website is www.whisperingsong.com. So welcome, Gashita.
Thank you, Chris. That was great. We'll edit that for you next time.
Oh, yeah. Well, people say that sometimes, you know, when you listen to someone introducing you, some people go, oh, my God, I do all that. So anyway, I want to hear first, what is your story? How did you come to be doing this work that you are doing, which is out there in the world because you travel, I know. So what's your big aha moment that you knew this was your purpose?
Well, I think when I was a child and I looked at my parents and I realized that they didn't see the same things I was seeing in the garden, that was kind of the beginning of my aha, that I was a little bit different. But I think, you know, again, through that process, I started the School of Energy Medicine because I really believe in the power of creation and spirituality, and in particular over the years, I have a great desire to share the Mother's message. And in that process, when I was a young spiritualist, you know, people didn't know what to do with me. So my story is I figured out what to do, and now I like to share it because I really believe we all have gifts of birth, and I think this is a really important yet challenging time for us as we come into our understanding that we're a soul. And that's my story. I'm a soul. I'm not a personality. I like to think I have an engaging personality. But I work and I teach with people and I live from the place of soul. And that's what makes sense to me. And my story is that when I was growing up, I could see the unseen worlds. I could feel my connection to the earth. I felt the wisdom of my soul, but I also felt the pain and the confusion of those around me. And then when you're a child, it takes a while to navigate through that. You know,
yeah, it does.
To figure out, you know, what's your parents and what works for you and what doesn't work for you. And so for me, I was very lucky because my spiritual lineage is such that, you know, my family knew that they couldn't really support me at some point. And so I met Grandmother Twyla of the Seneca Wolf Clan. And she adopted me as well as Grandmother of the Lakota tribe. And they became my teachers very early in my life. And I feel I was very blessed to have that experience.
Oh, so yeah, because...
But go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say that that's, you know, such a gift for you because a lot of people... You know, being brought up in a family that you don't fit. You know, you're seeing things and your family's not seeing things, that a lot of times that just gets stuffed and you don't get to develop that. And yet you're able to move into and be adopted by a grandmother.
Well, yeah. And I feel, again, in you know, my parents were very, you know, my father in particular and on both sides, though, were visionaries. But it kind of skipped a couple of generations, and they were a little afraid of it, but it wasn't like they were unaware of it. So I'm always grateful to them for acknowledging that they didn't know what to do. so that we could be open to other possibilities. But, you know, that was still hard for my family, because as much as they attempt to support me, when, you know, you're different from others, as you know, in this work, it becomes part of the journey of how you learn to navigate that. And I think that's all of our stories.
Yeah, and so many of us can feel so alone, but if we actually speak about that, you'll find there are many others that are dealing with the same issues.
Well, absolutely, and that's a big part of what, you know, our work is about, soul-based energy medicine and our, you know, shamanic group journeys, because, again, from our perspective, I've come to understand after 30 years of working with people that, you know, all the issues ultimately are the same, but the dramas are different. You know, how we choose the drama or karma really is a choice. And so what I like, I'm doing a lot of work with group right now, and what I really like about that group work is that we can go really, 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 really deep, you know, and deeper than people can imagine with their minds or their perceptions. And then as we go that deep collectively, there's a force, so you can't stop it at a certain point. And, you know, from that perspective, we believe that you are, you know, we're evolving our emotional, our mental bodies right now. It's paramount to the soul's development. And so we evolve those emotional and mental bodies in a group shamanic experience. There's such an intensity there. There's as you know, in the group dynamic, builds upon that. But what I find always fascinating is we can move people very, very fast. But it's the mind that is really hard to catch up with that thought process. So we work really, you know, supporting people to let go of karma and challenges and difficulties, which we believe are held in what we call the emotion body. But we also work a lot with sound because, again, we believe that it's very hard for people to change their belief systems, and they're so influenced that we work with sound to work with changing and developing new belief systems that are, you know, congruent with understanding who you are as a soul. And also really understanding that emotionally, and this is, I think, the gift of the mother goddess, is that she's inviting us all to feel our feelings, to be in touch with our emotional body, but then also to grow up, because we need emotional maturity on this planet, and we don't have it.
Yeah, we do. We certainly do. And you're right. I mean, something, you know, I've learned and been in, you know, healing practice and trainings for 20 years we can't deny our emotions anymore. You know, we need to get to the feeling level, not in the drama level of emotions and that sort of reaction, but true feelings, the deep inner feelings need to be acknowledged.
And, well, absolutely. And to acknowledge that emotion is actually Latin for energy and motion, you know? So again, in terms of our belief systems, we try and help our students and our clients understand that you're not actually your feeling. You know, as a soul, your feeling is passing through you. But so much of our identity, you know, from a personality is coming from how we're feeling. And then we're suppressing our feelings.
Yeah.
So then if you're suppressing feelings that aren't so fun, then your personality can begin to identify, well, that's who I am. You know, I'm sad, or I'm, you know, angry, or I'm fearful. And what we don't, again, realize from a soul perspective is that a lot of the times our karma is just unexpressed emotion. And if we can express it because it passes through us, then we become the soul that we already are. Because we say in our tradition that the emotional body is the sound of our soul moving us to our next destination.
And I think
from an alchemical perspective, you know, in terms of our work, because, again, we work a lot with sound, and we really hold, you know, our intent always is to hold a very high vibrational expression of that, is to bring you into soul and to bring you quickly into an awareness and into consciousness. And then afterwards, depending on who the individual is, they may need, you know, more traditional kinds of therapy because they're processing, you know, something that they've gone through that might have taken many, many lifetimes to release.
And that, again, I think is exciting, that, you know, the conference you're doing, the work you've been doing for the last 20 years, you know, it's all part of this time that we're living in, because I believe the gift from the mother is we can move through our karma very quickly if we are open and we are strong and courageous in that process.
And things are quickening and things are moving faster, and it can feel very confusing and chaotic. So I think, you know, for people to find teachers like yourself, who can help guide you. And it's not, I think we're beyond, it's not the place of finding gurus anymore or, you know, putting people
absolutely
on a pedestal.
Not.
It's just guides. Not. Yeah.
Well, too, and but also, and I would clarify that slightly from my perspective, is also I really enjoy empowering women and men and children, but, you know, also leaders, like people who are going to be part of the solution. And who are coming into new, you know, gifts and abilities and learning how to navigate that from a different place. And I think that the role of the teacher, I think the role of the alchemist, the healer, because I don't really think there's anything wrong with anyone. You know, I think ultimately it's a transformative experience. And again, in our tradition, you know, we operate from a place of non-judgment because we really don't believe that there can be any kind of healing or alchemical process if you're in judgment.
That's true.
You can't.
Yes. Yeah. No, and it takes energy to move energy. Well, I want people to know that you have a giveaway item. I believe you're giving 3 CD gift packs, which include your newly released guided meditation with Ascended Master Saint Germain and the Violet Fire, Heart Songs of the Earth Tribe, and a shamanic soul-based energy medicine. And so our first 3 callers, call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819 if you would like to receive this CD gift pack from Gasheta Kiowak. So we're going to take a break now. This is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We'll come back. We'll continue with Gasheta.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Come to Seattle February 16th through the 20th for the 20th annual Women of Wisdom Conference. The theme is Radiate the Divine Feminine. Our world is ready. Our featured guests are Jean Houston, Jean Shinoda Bolin, Imsara, Yubaka Hill, and Naomi Tutu. Join Women of Wisdom for experiential life-changing workshops and evening presentations to inspire you. You can choose to attend the whole weekend or individual events. No charge for visiting. Daily activities such as the Goddess Market, Art Show, Tea House, and receive a reading or a healing at the temple. Are you ready to join a community of women who support each other in their journey to discover and develop their passions and purpose in life? Women of Wisdom is the place to be this February 16th through the 20th. Go to womenofwisdom.org to discover all the diverse offerings Women of Wisdom has to offer you. See you there.
Are you ready for an extraordinary life? Introducing Spectrum Life Design Education. Spectrum seminars and training are intended for you to discover and redesign the core beliefs that generate your life results, circumstances, and experiences. By utilizing a synergistic approach to the art of living, participants are provided with experiential and practical tools that raise their level of consciousness that embrace the whole person, mind, body, heart, and spirit. These principles allow you to transform your ability to engage your authentic yearnings, to profoundly connect with yourself and others, and maximize your potential and greatest dreams. For more information, as well as course schedule, please visit us at spectrumlifedesign.com.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with WOW presenter Gashita Kiowak. She's going to be giving a workshop on Sunday morning, February 19th, at the Woman Wisdom Conference in Seattle. It's called Celebrating the Celtic Calendar, Remembrance of the Earth's Sacred Alchemy. So, Gashita, why don't you give your contact information so people can find you?
Okay. People can find us at our website, which is www.whisperingsong.com. As well as they can get us at our phone number, which is 416-588-4503. We're excited to be coming to Seattle and to the WOW Conference.
Great, thanks. Well, so your topic, let's talk a little bit about your topic, celebrating the Celtic calendar. So tell us about that, the Celtic calendar.
I've mentioned before, the Celtic calendar to us represents the eight festivals that are in natural rhythm of the Earth Mother, and it represents, you know, how the Celtic and tribal people synchronize their understanding of the natural world with the lunar and the solar alignments to the Earth. And so, you know, for 30 years I've been researching sacred sites from around the world. And they have a lot of commonalities. So sacred sites are actually living, breathing calendars, like Stonehenge, which is a fairly famous one, or Machu Picchu in Peru. And they align to all these festivals. And over the years, we've come to understand that at these festivals, at these sacred sites, that these are actual, the ancestors knew this, that these were portals, times where you know, the higher levels of consciousness could be coming through the third dimensional world and aligning to the teachers and the shamans of that time period to give them the guidance and the wisdom that they would need at that time to support them in sustainability. And so it hasn't changed. It's available. It's on the Earth grid. And as we connect to these sacred sites around the world, particularly on the festivals, and we can piggyback on our ancestors' wisdom. And I really believe that these sites are actually living, breathing calendars, as well as living, breathing libraries, where we can, those individuals who have those abilities can, you know, touch in with. And in particular, you know, I also see the Earth itself as a living, breathing library. So that's a little bit about the Celtic calendar. I mean, and most people know about the solstices. I'm assuming as a goddess gal, you know the Celtic calendar fairly well. So, you know, for example, we're celebrating Imbolc, Candlemas, this next coming weekend, which really started last weekend because of the new moon. But it'll be on the 2nd of February. And last year we were in Ireland with the Brigidine nuns, and so we were in Kildare, celebrating with them, you know, in Imbolc and the Festival of Bridget. And so, again, I find that there's, you know, in the tribal traditions, we are, that the earth is a living, breathing library. And as we learn to return to her and be in that earth consciousness, then the Celtic calendars, as well as these sacred sites, particularly during this time that we're living in, is very, very important. Because I believe that the mother is giving us back our wisdom. So we lost our wisdom, but it's been held in the earth. And as we return to these sites in relationship to the Celtic calendar, we are being infused with the wisdom. And that wisdom is teaching us how to be sustainable here on this earth and to be aware of the great changes that are coming and that we're participating in now.
So there's the sacred sites, but what about just tapping in wherever you are into the, I mean, I would think it's that you can access it wherever
well,
you are.
I think that's the beauty of what those sites teach us, is that ultimately By going to those sites and honoring the Celtic calendar, then, again, you're in rhythm with the natural rhythm. So then anywhere you are during those times is an opportunity for you to connect to the earth and to those wisdoms, because those portals exist. So then it becomes about honoring the natural rhythm of those festivals, and absolutely knowing that wherever you are, the power in a tent can be to connect to the festival and to the earth. But I really think it's the festival is a portal, and so again, I it doesn't really matter where you are, but I do think that you create portal, you create connection, and I think you do that in the combination of conscious intent and prayer, working with conscious perception of the unseen world. So again, it's recognizing that if I pray in the same place at the same festivals over and over and over again, then you're creating a really good phone line, you know, that will really ground, you know, your personal process, and hopefully your family. Because again, we teach the Celtic calendar here from a lot of different places, but one of the ways we teach it is we just have a festival, and we invite all the families, and we, you know, it's a very minimal donation, and we do food, and we always do a moving meditation, and we always do a teaching. But we really attempt to include it as a family event. We teach it as a family experience because we want people to live the teachings. And so we'll usually do that before the actual event, if we're not away, and so that people can learn to bring the Celtic calendar and its, you know, and its rhythm into their lives.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting to mention family. So it's kind of like, I mean, I think more and more we need to be in touch with community. And that's what Woman Wisdom is about, is we created community. It was one of the first instructions I had in my vision of doing a conference such as Woman of Wisdom, was to bring, besides when the first idea came in, the second thought was it needs to be as a week-long conference to create community. And so that was the message, you know, I received. And I think more and more, we have to reach out and be in community, and people are looking for this, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think that whenever you're in truth, you create it, you know, whether or not, when I started teaching the Lodge 30 years ago, I didn't actually think I'd end up with community, not, which mm-hmm. is silly at one level, but, you know, you do what you're doing. And then, but again, 30 years later, I think that's the greatest gift that the Mother has given us, is out of all of the work we've done here, you know, we have created a community. And so we have people in Toronto. We have people at ARC, which is our retreat center in Northern Ontario. But we're always celebrating the festivals, and we're always, you know, we create a lot of community here, in that we see ourselves also working together. And I think that's what is amazing about the Celtic calendar, is it brings people together. And what I like, too, is it can bring people together from all traditions, you know, and which I think is really important.
Yeah, where we can find our commonalities versus, you know, so much of the world you see in the news is focusing on the differences,
it's paramount. And I find, you know, again, with the Celtic calendar, as you say, it creates those kind of community, like, wow. And that's where the real work begins, right? Once we meet each other. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's true.
We start learning. And what I love myself about the Celtic calendar is, I just think when you live by the Celtic calendar, you're in rhythm and you're not going against the natural cycles. I think that's a kind of important part of being on the earth walk, and our empowerment and our spiritual awakening that we're going through is about returning to the earth in a way that is sustainable, and acknowledging the culture and celebrating what the culture has to offer, but not necessarily letting the culture win against things like natural rhythms.
we've lost so much touch of that natural rhythm, and you know, it's kind of like living in cities, you're on cement, you lose touch with the earth. Well, so glad to have you here today. Thank you for sharing your pearls of wisdom, Gajita, and look forward to meeting you in February in Seattle.
Thank you very much, Chris. It's been a real pleasure. And again, we appreciate all the work that you've done, and we honor those who've come before us. And we're really looking forward to sharing with you and all the wonderful people we're going to meet.
Yes. Okay, great. I can't wait. Okay, I'm going to leave everybody with this thought today. We've been talking a lot about healing, whether your own personal healing or for the earth. So I invite you to spend some time this weekend on looking at what needs healing in your life and find a personal practice that works for you. So again, we have our conference coming up February 16th through the 20th on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. And we have a special that is going on until through January 31st. You can bring a friend for a reduced price to the evening events or to a half-day workshop. So, for instance, all the people we spoke to today, you can go for $35 or $45. We have member and non-member prices, and you can bring a friend for $25. And so you can save money and enjoy the conference with a friend and share it. We're about sharing. So spreading the message, it's a great place to come, especially if you're new to Seattle. It's a great place to come to Seattle if you're in other parts of the country. We generally have a mild winter compared to other places. So come join us in Seattle February 16th through the 20th. And I look forward to seeing everybody there who's going to come. And we'll be back here next Friday and be doing another show introducing you to some more Woman Wisdom presenters. So have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today. Radio with Chris Stainis.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.